From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's what's happening now in the news. President Obama is creating a task force to oversee the restructuring of the U.S. auto industry. GM and Chrysler have until tomorrow to present a plan to the Obama administration. This in order to keep $17.4 billion in government loans. The stakes, well, they're very high. The two companies combined have more than 90,000 hourly workers. Also, the president is expected to sign the $787 billion stimulus package tomorrow. He won't sign that bill in Washington, though. He'll travel to Denver. He is still traveling around the country, talking about the economy. Obama's advisors say he's taking strong steps to fix the economy. Hillary Clinton is on the road, hoping to make a network of partners during her first overseas trip as Secretary of State. Clinton arrived in Japan today. She'll also visit China, South Korea, and Indonesia during her week-long trip. It looks like Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez can run for president again. About 54% of voters approved lifting term limits for all elected officials. What does that mean? Well, Chavez can run for a third six-year term in 2012. Critics say it just gives the president too much power. Illinois Republicans want the man who took President Obama's Senate seat to resign. They say Roland Burris lied under oath when he asked if he ever talked to Governor Rob Blagojevich or his aides about the seat. Burris was appointed before the governor was impeached for trying to sell Obama's Senate seat. And yesterday, Burris admitted he was asked by the governor's brother to fundraise for Blagojevich. Burris says he refused. A big crash, a rainout, and a surprise winner made this a wild one in Daytona. Nine cars were taken out when Dale Earnhardt Jr. tried to pass Brian Vickers inside. But in the end, the winner was Matt Kenseth, who didn't win a race last year. The race was called early because of rain. It's the fourth time that's ever happened. Kenseth got his first Daytona 500 win. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. We're going to have your updates right here throughout the day.